Senator of Ohio, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Senator. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be back. Thanks.
So let's talk about some of the things you're working on. And one of the things that you sent out information on involved protecting Ohio pensions. What's a pension? I'm just asking that.
Well, what's a pension is a good question. I'll start. That's putting that out there is exactly right. I mean, you start with we've got to do a better job with Social Security. The cost of living adjustment doesn't keep up with medical inflation. There are still efforts. The Tea Party in the Congress wants to privatize Social Security and scale and raise the eligibility age for Social Security and Medicare. I mean, those kinds of things are exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. In terms of private pensions, there are when a company or a pension plan makes a promise to Teamsters or mine workers or carpenters or iron workers or bakery confectioner workers, it's up to them to live up to it, and it's up to the government to make sure that this is done right. And my legislation, when Teamster pensions are faced with a 40, 50, 60% cut, in part because of Wall Street greed, in part because of incompetence, it's important that we find a way without a taxpayer bailout to make them whole, and that's what we're doing with this legislation.
It's called the Butch Lewis Act. Can you give us a little insight?
Yeah, Butch Lewis was a Teamster. He was a Pittsburgh Pirate, drafted by the Pirates, grew up in southwest Ohio. He went to Vietnam. He was injured. He couldn't play baseball. He joined the team, got a job, joined the Teamsters, worked for 40 years, and he was fighting like crazy for the pension, and he had a heart attack. His widow, whom he met in high school, they were high school sweethearts, Rita. Rita Lewis has become my friend. From near Cincinnati, and she thinks that the pressure of fighting for these pensions and fighting for their other Teamster brothers and sisters is what ended his life prematurely. And she's fighting very hard, as I am and a number of other people, to make them whole.
Senator, how would the bill not only help the people who paid into it, but how would it protect the taxpayers?
Well, it would protect taxpayers because if we do nothing, the Teamsters, all these pensioners will be thrown into the PBGC. We saw that in the case of some Lorraine steel workers. The workers end up getting less, and the PBGC ends up being almost going belly up, depending on how many airline workers and steel workers and others end up in PBGC. This will mostly keep them out of the PBGC. This will relieve taxpayers of those huge expenditures in PBGC. PBGC is the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Congress set it up many years ago. It saved the pensions of people who had pensions. The problem is they don't get as much in taxpayer, and they just don't have enough money in the PBGC. Employers were paying into the PBGC over time, but in the end, never enough to make up for the fewer workers to spread the payments around, and a stock market and Wall Street, frankly, fleecing these pensions for too many fees.
We just got through with another election. Is there a little bit of a lull at the time while everybody is trying to, you know, look at what's happening in their home state or what's happening back in Washington now that we're in full swing in November?
Well, I'm not sure there's a lull for people in Elyria and Lorraine because the TV ads continue. I mean, And when I ran in 2012 for re-election, the Koch brothers and Wall Street and these outside groups spent $59 million against me, and they were running TV ads week after week after week a year before the election. And I hope they don't do that this year again. I mean, not because it means they're attacking me. I can survive that, I think. But I just hope people don't have to put up with that stuff to watch this negative ads. Congress has got to do its job. It hasn't done its job for a year. It's got this tax bill now that's going to be more tax cuts for the rich. And whenever that happens, the middle class, the rich get richer and the middle class shrink. Congress has got to do its job and focus on the middle class. That's what this election just said this week, that the Democrats had focused on health care and taxes on the middle class, on focusing on the middle class. The Republicans go back to their same old, where they give tax cuts to the rich under the view that never works out that way, that trickle-down economics. And I think that's what the voters were speaking loudly on Tuesday.
We got Veterans Day coming up this weekend. Any plans? What type of things are happening?
I'm always honoring our veterans. I mean, I've been on the Veterans Committee for 10 years, the only senator ever in Ohio history to be on that long. And we got a lot of work to do. And I mean, there will be good speeches by politicians, and they'll say all the right things, but I want to see elected officials really put their efforts where their words are. We are doing a field hearing. Senator Isaacson, the Republican chairman of the committee, I'm working with him to do a field hearing in Columbus right before Thanksgiving. I'm bringing in a lot of veterans to testify and tell us where we fix health benefits and other VA benefits. Ohio has almost 1 million veterans, and we don't always live up to our responsibilities there.
Senator Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks
for
joining
us. I'll do it again.
Thanks.